Lawmakers, power company officials, and business leaders met in Spokane at the Smart Grid Demonstration Project Regional Symposium to discuss the future of the region's power grid and how it can become a smart grid. Essentially, smart grid is an application of technologies like advanced metering and distribution that increases communication between power producers and consumers in an automated fashion to improve the efficiency, economics, and sustainability of the system. Tom Brim is a contractor who works for Bonneville Power Administration. He cites an example where home appliances can be regulated to use less power during times of peak demand on the system.
So they can have a water heater that basically shuts down for a period of time. So you can turn it off for a while and you still have a lot of hot water. Very low inconvenience to the consumer, but still you can basically help the grid during a peak time if you shut a big fleet of water heaters down.
Another example could be people who decide not to commute on a given day who can put power back into the grid from their electric vehicle. In a pilot program in Pullman, consumers who chose to utilize a smart thermostat in their homes managed to reduce their power consumption by over 9% during a two-year period. Senator Maria Cantwell says smart grid technology will also mean more jobs for the Northwest.
In Spokane, because of Avista, Itron, Schweitzer, all of these companies already have, Gonzaga University with its power system engineering program, already has a great deal of expertise in this area and are really trying to lead the country in where we should go with this technology.
Cantwell says the smart grid is also being developed to work with intermittent power sources like wind or solar power, so the system can manage the balance between those sources and hydropower on days when those sources are more active because of weather conditions. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.